Steve Robertson at Latitude. It's Friday. I'm here with Martin, and Martin is from Song Shack. Hello, Martin.
Hello, nice to speak to you.
Now, Song Shack, I mean, you probably hear this in the background. There's a shed next to us. You won't hear that, but you'll hear what's going on inside the shed, which is people recording songs.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I get a bit offended when you call it a shed. It is a thing of beauty. It's a shack.
It is a shack. Okay. Actually, it is more than a shed because he's got what, AstroTurf on the roof, and it's not just your normal run of the mill. I can see it's multicoloured as well.
Yeah, it took some explaining to, you know, insurance companies and whoever else to, you know, what exactly it is. But so it has been called many things. So a shed is fine.
Fair enough. And what's going on in here? I mean, there's a queue of people outside as well. People are able to go in there, record their own song, and all free of charge here at Latitude.
It's all free of charge. Latitude is, they look after us really well. It's such a great festival. We've been here once before, and we had a couple of years off because Latitude are really good in sort of rotating things. So, it's always a unique experience. And now we're in a different venue. We were out in the main area, and now we're in this beautiful forest, which is lovely and cool on this gorgeous hot day. People come along. We've got 35,000 songs. They choose a song. It gets professionally mixed by our sound engineers, and then gets emailed to them as their own single afterwards.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I can imagine that, because what, you started at 12 o'clock and you're going to be going, what, a 12-hour shift or something?
It is a 12-hour shift. Don't say that in front of the staff because they get a bit twingy. But but do you know what? It's such a good thing because we get a full range. We get the kids singing Let It Go through to the adults singing. I mean, but people choose songs that you don't expect. It's terrible because sometimes you assume, oh, that person's going to sing that, and actually they're going to sing Tiny Temper and Wiley. And you think, well, I misjudged you. And then every so often, somebody will come in and just blow your mind. Just an amazing voice.
I was just going to ask, because you almost want to take pictures of people and see if they appear on X Factor or something, don't you then? You know, Britain's Got Talent, whatever. I don't know. I'm not up to date with it.
Me neither. No,
So you don't watch it religiously to see if any of your former clients are going to be on there.
No, that is not. People say to us, you know, what happens to the CD afterwards? We just send it to you. If you want to make millions out of it, that's totally up to you. We have no, you know, with all the new GDPR and stuff, that is all yours now. We have nothing to do with you after that. So it's great fun.
And how long have you personally been doing this thing?
So we brought it to Latitude. That is somebody hammering stuff in the background.
That's fine. It proves we're not in a studio. We are in the forest and there's a lot going on.
We are. I'm in my shorts and hiking boots, just to paint that picture for you. So we brought it here 3 years ago, and that was our very first outing for Song Shack. It was built here as an installation piece. And from that, somebody actually, there's a very aggressive woodpecker behind me. Somebody wanted to buy it for or rent it for a Christmas party they had coming up, and then from there it really snowballed. So we go all over the country now, and have done since then, going to weddings, Christmas parties, everything you can think of.
I'm just gonna say, it must be great for something like a wedding, because you'll never forget, will you?
Well, it sort of seems like, and this is not words I'm promoting, but people sort of see it as the sort of next step from the photo booth kind of thing at weddings. So all your guests get to record a song as a little keepsake from your a memory from the day.
And if someone says, are you going to have a band at your wedding? You say, actually.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing. And what we have as well, we were at a wedding last weekend up in Birmingham, is the bride had a favourite song. So we recorded all our guests singing a line from the song, put together like a little music video, lots of GoPros in there. And she got that as a memory from her day, all her guests singing her favourite song.
Wow.
Butchering it in some cases. Really murdering her favourite song.
So, but that's what it's all about.
It really is.
Can you sing yourself?
Absolutely not. No. If somebody said to me, I am going to a karaoke party on Friday, do you want to come? I wouldn't let them finish the sentence before I left the room.
No. You don't even think there's a chant or something. I always think there might be the odd Beatles track where you just go la 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 la.
I've definitely been humming Three Lions over the last few days, but I think Wednesday took the wind from my sails as far as that was concerned. But no, I'm not a singer by any means.
And do you have charts? I mean, is there a most popular song by far, or doesn't it really work out like that?
It depends on the sort of event you go to. This weekend, George Ezra has been doing a roaring trade in terms of his fees that he gets back from this. It's a real mix. Everything, Let It Go had its time. The Greatest Showman is going through its phase at the moment in terms of the kids. It obviously changes through the day. As we are right by a bar, so as a few more drinks are drunk and, you know, the light goes away from us, the song choices change.
And if we were in the World Cup final, it'll be Vindaloo, Three Lions. You know it, don't you? morning.
Absolutely, back to back. And I would then sing, but sadly that is not the case.
No, no.
I don't know what the Croatian equivalent is of Three Lions.
I don't know. Yeah, if Croatian people turn up here, you'll soon find out.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Look, thanks so much for talking to us. I mean, if people want to find out more, I can see the hashtag here is Song Shack. How else will they ever look?
We're on all that. I mean, I'm not great at this social media thing, but we're on all that Instagrammy stuff. You'll find us under The Song Shack and Song Shack on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that lovely technology.
And you're here all weekend.
And we're here all weekend. So if you are here, yeah, come on down.
Fantastic. Thanks, Martin. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.